98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Pedicures.
Karaoke.
Axe throwing.
98 FM.
The most fabulous prizes up for grabs in our chaotic game show, Matchy Matchy. Just three words stand between you and many different experiences hand selected by us. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either one of ours, Brendan's or myself, you will get your hands on all of these.
It's Friday and we're so ready to party.
And every good party needs a karaoke machine.
Win a matchy matchy pedicure.
A new chimney.
An electronic dartboard.
A 100 euro laundry voucher.
A 100 euro takeaway voucher.
A night out bowling.
A night out axe throwing.
And look good with fabulous skin.
Yes, with this new LED face mask. Its hands-free, wearable design provides a convenient and effective solution to your skincare routine.
It's a Friday miracle.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
AI Rebecca and Brendan are like the Ruth Langsford of Ireland.
Hitting all the sales targets.
All the sales spots, yeah. Kerri-Anne is in Cabra this morning. Kerri-Anne, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, we're great, thanks. Happy Friday. What are your plans for
the
weekend?
Happy Friday. Not much. I'm just going to bring the boys out to the park or something.
Oh, so very good. Nice. Kerri-Anne, how do you do when you listen along to Matchy Matchy?
I get a couple of trees sometimes, but not always.
Well, fingers crossed today.
We haven't had a win for a while. Maybe today we could do it. Kerri-Anne, who would you like to play with this morning?
I'll go with you, Rebecca.
Rebecca, you are off to the soundproof booth. Out you get. Enjoy the peace, quiet, and tranquility. Now. Bam. What do the boys like to play on the park, Kerri-Anne? Are they into the swings?
Everything and anything.
Everything. I still love to get on the swings. If there, you know, if there is a playground and there's no kids around, I will jump on. Do you know?
Yeah, they love climbing on the climbing frames. Now, the higher the better.
Yes, the higher the better. Okay, your first word this morning, Kerri-Anne, in Matchy Matchy is silver.
Chain.
Your second word is carrot.
Cake.
And your third word is nail.
Polish.
Very quick off the mark this morning, Kerri-Anne. Okay, after silver, you said chain. After carrot, you said cake. And after nail, you said polish. Are we locking those in?
Yeah.
We're locking them in. Very decisive from Kerri-Anne in Cabra this morning. Let's get Rebecca back from the soundproof booth.
Hello.
How are you? How was that?
Yeah, very good. There was a Robbie Williams CD in the booth and a pair of angel wings.
Oh, we can bring them tomorrow to the gig.
That'd be a nice outfit choice, wouldn't it? Okay.
Okay, let's get down to business. Let's matchy matchy with Kerri-Anne in Cabra this morning. Your first word is silver.
Yeah. I'm going to say gold.
Okay. Your second word is carrot.
Carrot as in the orange vegetable?
Yeah.
Not carrot as in
a
diamond.
Yeah, good for clarification. Yeah,
just
the orange veg, fair play to you. Yeah.
Carrot stick.
And your third word is nail.
Nail polish.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Kerri-Anne in Cabra this morning? Sorry, guys. You did.
Okay.
You both said nail polish.
Yes.
After carrot, Kerri-Anne said cake.
Yes,
and
very
after
good.
Yeah, it's a really good one. And after silver, Kerri-Anne said chain.
Oh, I was thinking silver fox.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was like,
did she?
Kerri-Anne, thank you so much for playing. We're going to send you out a 98 FM goodie bag.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Enjoy the climbing frame, Kerri-Anne. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Silver spoon.
Oh, yeah, no, I would have been really stuck on silver. Oh. Silver fox, silver spoon, great ones.
I know, but like...
They're all great.
Yeah, now after you're on the spot, you start thinking...
Oh, no, yeah, I would have choked.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you're going to be talking about a restaurant that only serves one thing.
Yes, I am. That is on the way this morning. First, though, a very hectic week for the staff and the residents of London Zoo. They held their yearly weigh-in this week.
They do a yearly weigh-in?
Yeah, so on one day of each year, the zoo weighs more than 400 animals.
Just to make sure they're healthy and happy?
Exactly, yeah. So it helps monitor growth, track pregnancies, detect changes, and then they share information with other conservationists across the world, right? So each animal, ranging from teeny tiny insects to like massive giraffes and lions, are logged into the Global Zoological Information Management System. London Zoo says it wants to monitor their health and well-being, compare information on endangered or threatened species.
Yeah.
So every mammal, bird, reptile, fish and invertebrate across the zoo is weighed and measured. One insect that can make itself look like a leaf was weighed on a standard kitchen scales.
Sorry, yeah, I use them to weigh me past.
Yes, same thing. So here's one of the staff at London Zoo involved in the massive weigh-in.
So we've got lots of tricks up our sleeves to get the animals weighed. Sometimes we'll modify the weigh scales. Sometimes we'll give special treats from their diet, so their favourite fruit in the case of a monkey, or perhaps the juiciest possible piece of meat for the Asiatic lions.
Oh, yeah.
We'll always make sure that not only the animals enjoy it, because they really do, but we'll make sure it's done efficiently and quickly, because we've got a lot of animals to do in one day.
Yeah, for me, they're
big
like,
job.
There's a garlic cheese chips up here, get on that scales. I'm like, here I come. One of the biggest to weigh in this week was Priscilla, London Zoo's 30-year-old giant Galapagos tortoise.
They're
the largest living species of tortoise in the world, and they can weigh more than 400 kg. And they didn't disclose now Priscilla's weight. They're just that's a ballpark
figure,
right?
Take her a while to get on the scale.
Yeah. And they can survive without food or water for over a year.
Wow!
Didn't
and they
know
live
that.
For a really long time.
Very
as
long
well,
time.
Don't they?
Yeah, I think can they live for hundreds of years?
Oh, perhaps.
I think so. Up next, have you ever seen those posts that Ryanair reshare when someone sits at a window seat and there's no window?
Yes.
Yeah, and people are like, "Oh, thanks so much." Well, I think they might not be laughing for much longer after they hear this. Delta Airlines and United Airlines in America are both being sued by passengers who claim that they were charged extra for a window seat, and when they got there, there was no window.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So lawsuits have been filed, and they claim the companies don't flag that the seats are windowless while you're booking, and they even charge more for you to choose to sit there.
Oh gosh. See, this is I book a window seat not because I want to look out the window, but more that I just want to lean against something if I want to sleep,
if you
rather
have a
than
snooze.
Be beside the aisle because it's distracting or in between two people.
Well, you know now the resolution for that is what we were chatting about the other week. Gap's new hoodie with the inflatable pillow in it.
Yeah,
you can buy that and blow it up. So the complaint said that some Boeing and Airbus passenger plane seats don't have windows because of the positioning of, like, there's bits in the wall, like air conditioning ducts, wires, whatever else, right? So they say that in this instance, the windowless seats, they are not flagged by Delta or United while you're booking. And they do, because you're like, I'll sit at a window, and they charge you more. So that's where the problem is in this instance, right?
Yeah.
So they say people buy window seats for various reasons. Addressing a fear of flying, maybe, motion sickness, trying to keep the kids occupied, looking out the window, or maybe trying to rest your head against the wall. And they say some passengers would not have chosen these seats or paid more for them if they'd known there was no window there.
Fair enough.
I mean, they have
you'll
point.
Get a few people coming out of the woodwork there.
Finally this morning, I want to tell you about a new restaurant that needs, in my humble opinion, to come to Dublin. It's just opened in Miami. It's called Sea Papa. And there's only one thing on the menu: lasagna.
Sorry. Just lasagna.
That's it.
Loads of different types of lasagna.
I'll tell you now, Sea Papa has got everyone in the neighbourhood in Miami talking. So it's almost like a speakeasy. There's no name over the door.
Oh,
it's a kind of if you know,
that.
You know sort of basis, right? Inside, there's a large mirror with a message written in lipstick. And it simply says, vino plus lasagna equals love.
That's
right?
It?
That's it. There's no menu. There's only space for 24 people to sit.
Yeah.
You've got one choice to make. Meat, or veggie.
There's veggie.
There's a veggie one. So the meat lasagna, full of silky bechamel and rich ragu. The veggie, bright with basil, green beans and peas, and perfumed with olive oil.
Ooh.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, peas.
Yeah. At the end, without asking, they bring you a tiramisu.
Oh, I thought you might say they bring you garlic bread, chips and coleslaw.
That's what. So I think it should come to Dublin, but with a twist.
Two sides.
Yeah.
A tiramisu at the end. Oh, I like the sound of this.
Yeah, chips and coleslaw now would make that. And as you, what did you say this week if you get a surprise bit of garlic bread?
A surprise with bit any of garlic meal. Bread with any meal in a restaurant. Yeah. It's just such a delight.
Just elevates
yeah,
it. That is C-Papa and that is Brendan's bit.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.